David, your thoughts on today's 2-0 win here in Warren Point?
Yeah, listen, Andy, up until the 90th minute, the game's never secure. And that's a credit to Warren Point. They worked hard and they were organised and disciplined. We had so many balls in and around. You're sort of hoping, especially when we score early, what we talked about, what we wanted during the week. We went through what we expected Warren Point to sort of play today, and we went through it. And credit the players tonight. First half, we had a lot of sort of longer balls, a lot of diagonal balls, where we got a wee bit of joy out of. But so the disappointing thing is, after we scored so early, we didn't score until the last minute. But again, probably credit to Warren Point that they threw everything at it. I don't think Rowan had a save to make today, which again is a credit to the players who played in front of them.
3 or 4 league clean sheets in a row must be pleasing too.
Winning games is pleasing, Andy. Clean sheets are a bonus at times, but winning games of football, especially at difficult places like this. I don't know, Coleraine and Ballymena and Crusaders 1-1-0 down here, so it's Barry coming in, it's made it tough for opposition teams to come and be as exuberant as teams probably were early in the season, coming down and cruising the victories. That's changed a little bit, and say the pleasing thing is we got away with the most important league today, the 3 points.
After a few games with defenders getting the goals, it's great to see your two strikers getting on the score sheet today, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Andy Waterworth's finish was exquisite. The first one was a great finish. So again, Andy's well accustomed to playing in the Irish League. He understands the Irish League. Shane coming into it is adjusting. In my opinion, he's still adjusting to it. But he had 2 or 3 opportunities today. Thankfully, he got back on the score sheet with, again, a long ball over the top. So strikers scoring goals is pleasing. Defenders keeping clean sheets is also pleasing. So good day all round, Andy.
So a banana skin out of the way. And what a tasty top-of-the-table clash next Saturday. Windsor Park, home to Crusaders. 7 days to prepare.
Yeah, again, the good thing is with no midweek game this week, gave us a little bit of sort of time to get a few bodies back on the pitch in and around the training pitch and go through things that you want to go through leading into the game. So it'll be the same next week. It'll be a tough game. Crusaders have provided us with many, many tough afternoons, as have we provided them with many tough afternoons. So we look forward to the game next week. The pleasing thing for me today was we had experienced players back in and around the bench. Jordan starting today, Daniel Kearns back fit, Mark Hockey back fit, with people like Brian McGivern, Andy Mitchell, lads who have done pretty well so far this season. So that's a big plus.
We're going to need those players with the Crusaders, Glentor and Coleraine. Lots of big games like that ahead, but it's one game at a time. But it's great to get those players back with these games on the horizon.
Yeah, we need everybody fit, chomping at the bit to be ready to play. So it's important that you have a good squad going into it. Mark Stafford's obviously he's going to be in and around being fit and available. So all being well, we go into the Crusaders game next week. It's a tough ask, the Saturday, and then we play Boxing Day, and then we're away to Coleraine. So if we come out of that unscathed, we'll be doing okay.
Cool day for the supporters, cool day for you and the subs there. It's great to get up home up the road.
It's still cold, Andy, and again credit to supporters today. I know there wasn't as many today travelling down to Warren Point, but those who did turn up, you know, they were credit, and say they got behind the players and created a wee bit of an atmosphere today. But sometimes can be difficult down at away grounds like this.
All the best for a huge game next Saturday, David.
Cheers, Andy.